Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of A Power of a Growth Mindset. On our show today, we are joined by Jamar Pearsall. Jamar Pearsall, he's a native of Duplin County, and he's also the founder and CEO of Simply Motivated. Today on our show, you know, he'll be able to share with us the basics of his business and also what he does within his business and how he empowers and motivate other people to be simply motivated. You know, Jamar, welcome to our episode. Welcome. You're like family to us. And so we just want to open this part of the episode by, you know, talking about, you know, we want to do a mental health check-in. You know, oftentimes men, we are not given the opportunity or space to be able to have those conversations. So I just want to ask, you know, with us just concluding Thanksgiving, how's everything going with you?
Everything's been good, man. Just been focused on school, business, being a daddy, you know, regular thing.
Hey, that's a lot. That's a lot in itself, man.
I'm telling you, man. Definitely, you know, you got to keep up them daddy duties, especially when you're working. And, you know, I'm trying to get my bachelor's in computer engineering. So I'm trying to take it to another level.
Right. So, man, hey, look, you said like it's something that's like small, but look, you said being a daddy, you out here, you got your own business, you in school. Hey, I'm struggling with just trying to complete something for school and also working full time, man. So how are you balancing and juggling all of that?
Man, I really don't be trying to think about it at all. I just do it. I feel like when you start to think about things, you kind of get overwhelmed. So I try not to overwhelm myself with everything. I just do it. Stay consistent and go from there.
Hey, man, I definitely get that, bro. I definitely get that. So, yo, again, welcome to our show. You know, the purpose of our show and episode today is just to allow people to get to know who you are as an individual, but also highlight your business as November is Entrepreneurship Month. So we want to say, again, welcome. And, you know, it's no, like, formality about the episode. Just make yourself a home, man, and whatever you feel comfortable sharing, just share.
I appreciate y'all for having me, man. This is something new. I ain't never done this before. So it should be fun.
Hey, oh, man. Yeah. Hey, it's like I said, man, like whenever you create a platform, I'm very big on allowing people I grew up with to get and gain exposure. You know, that's how we help each other. And, you know, some people say, well, if you can support my business, some people say, if you can share a light something, I'm just like, I can do all. But I also, you know, if it aligns, you know, I will definitely allow you to come to our platform and be able to express and showcase what you got going on in your life.
That's real so actually that
leads us into our big question, man. So Simply Motivated, you know, you said you got a lot going on between you know, your daughter, you got school going on, and you have your business. Right. And so, you know, we want to begin with the business today. You know, where did the idea come from? What sparked you wanting to become an entrepreneur? Like, tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, when I first started, I started with two of my friends, and y'all remember when they made the Straight Outta Compton shirts?
Yeah.
That's where it came from. So my cousin like was doing like, you know, the hometown shirts or whatever the case may be. And that's how we did it. And then like, you know, we kind of like did it, but it really didn't work out how it was supposed to. So I just like kept going with it. And I was with my mom, and we were sitting down. You know, I had a logo, my logo SM. So we sitting down. She was like, so what would you name it? And I was like, I don't know. And then like, she just said it's Simply Motivated, and I was like, oh, that's hard. Yeah, that's hard. We got to go with that. So that's how I really started, man, and ever since then, I've been taking off with it.
Hey, so I know you say you started off with other people, and now are y'all still in business together, or is it something that y'all – I see you got two different brands on right now. You got Simply Motivated and also Seven Era, and we're familiar with Seven Era.
Yeah, you know, that's my first cousin. That's my blood cousin. So
okay.
He helped me out a lot too, just staying focused on it, because he, you know, he goes through the same stuff. But to answer your question, we're not in business no more. But I still, you know, keep in contact. My cousin, he's doing his own thing right now, so I'm just supporting that and gonna push that just like he pushed my stuff.
All right. So do you mind telling us a little bit more about the collaboration y'all got going on? Because I'm not for sure if Jamar, not Jamar, but Gandy knows. But I know that Akil, he has a shop in Clinton. And I also know some of your apparel is also within his shop. So can you speak to us about that collaboration?
So, you know, my cousin was incarcerated. So when he got out, you know, he started his clothing brand. So, you know, he speak life, motivate me. It was like, you know, just keep stay with me, just keep holding on. So when he told me he was gonna get a store, I was like, oh, that's gonna be dope. So then we was talking one night. He was like, I want you to be in with me. So I was like, I'm 100% in. So as that started going on, we just started locking in, getting in the lab, and then we came up with the, I don't know if you've seen the shirts yet, where we made a Simply Motivated X7 Arrow. Them is just going crazy, man. I'm telling you. So that's where it really came from. So we just really like stick together, do business, stay focused on everything we're supposed to do, and everything gonna play out how it's supposed to.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jamar, talk to us a little bit about that, man, because I know you started off with, I think you said it was your family before,
Yeah.
and it didn't necessarily work out, but then you partner collaborating with your first
Cousin.
cousin Akil, and then now all of a sudden it's working, and things that you have manifested is coming to pass. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
I think the biggest thing why it really didn't work out was consistency. Because a lot of people had different stuff going on, and I was the one that really just kept with it. I remember when the mother of my child, her family was having an anniversary, and I was just starting out, and they was like, "Oh, well, we need shirts, blase, blase." I went over here and got me a heat press. My mom, my grandma bought me the Cricut. I went to work. That was my first order I ever did. 25 shirts, happy anniversary shirts. And I mean, it's difficult when you're doing shirts because it's really trial and error, because every now and then I always mess up. I may put something wrong on one hoodie, or a shirt or whatever. But I mean, I don't, man, it's a lot that come with it, to be honest. Seriously though, you just gotta stay focused, like I was saying.
And it's a tedious process, man.
Yeah,
Having experience with that, like you
bro.
have a whole system going on, and then next thing you know, you forgot to mirror the image, and so your stuff is coming out all backwards. So yeah, it's
That's
definitely
another
tedious.
thing I had to really like. The thing with me is I don't really read instructions. I just do it. And if I mess up, I mess up. I learn as I go. Like that's how I learn, I feel like. So everybody can't do that, but I know I can. So
Go ahead, Gandy.
yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds like, you know, I mean, Mike, I know you've told me things that have gone on with this process, but it sounds like you moving in the right direction between the shop and, you've got your feet wet. Now, where you want to go. So I'm actually curious with, some of the earlier challenges that you had, what successes are you finding right now? Because I know, like you said, it's kind of a tedious process, but now that you are kind of like in the full swing of things, like, what are some of the things that you're crushing, or things that you're striving to achieve as you're going throughout this process?
What I do a lot is with my goals or anything that I want to do, I was always told to write it down. So if I want to do something, I'll write it down. You know, that's next on my list. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But I say a big part is the business side of it, like knowing your prices, what your customers like, you know, the audience that you want to attack, and you know, how can I say it? Basically, just being creative in your own way. Because, like, it don't really necessarily matter about the people, but it does, though. But a lot of people want to see what you come up with, like, where your creative mind at, you know, like something like this. Like, I just came up with this, you know, just out the blue, blew up. So, and once you do stuff like that, it's going to make you, like, keep going. Like, you might want to try something different. Like, I like to try new things, and I always like to try, like, keep stuff fresh. Like, you keep it fresh, the more and more you're going to succeed every time.
Hey, Jamar, talk to us a little bit about Simply Motivated, man. I understand, like, with the legacy, and things of the nature that you want to leave for Journey. But
Yeah.
talk to us a little bit more about Simply Motivated. I know your mom helped you come up with the name, but exactly. And I've seen shares on social media, but for our listeners who have not interacted with you on social media, do you mind sharing exactly what Simply Motivated means?
Being simply motivated means just like you getting up every morning, and what motivates you basically? What what motivates you to get up every morning to go to work and not call out? What motivates you to pay these bills? You know, different stuff like that. Like, I just feel like with being motivated, like, it's like another type of level because you're so focused on your craft or whatever you're doing, and you're just gonna want to get it done any way possible.
Right. And I receive that, you know, having been a business entrepreneur and you know, also an employee, it's not easy. And so having that, being motivated, it's just like, what do I need to be able to motivate myself to you know, get
Yep,
the job done?
exactly. Yeah.
And you know, you and I, we have these conversations often where it's just like, yo, like, I don't like this situation, but like, all right, how are we gonna how are we gonna get out of it in a sense where we're able to capture the learning experience that whatever we were going through or the situation or the job was sent for us to do and learn.
Exactly.
So speaking of that, man, like one of the things that I mean, just hearing, you know, what you got going on in life and the fact that, you know, you had mentioned, like, I don't really think about it. I just, if it's got to get done, it's got to get done. And I kind of operate pretty much very similar to you, where it's like, I try not to think about things. I know, you know, things can be stressful, but if it's on the checklist or I got to handle X, Y, and Z, it's got to get done. So I want to pick your brain a little bit on, you know, one, what keeps you motivated? But two, you know, I'm big on legacy, and you are also big on legacy, like, you know, you leaving something behind for your daughter. So can you talk to us a little bit about like why that is so important? Because, you know, some folks, you know, when it comes to defining your why, some folks have a an issue or struggle to do that. So I kind of want to get your take on that.
The first say your first question again.
So talk to us a little bit about what keeps you motivated.
Okay, what keeps me motivated is my daughter, my family, my goals, things I want to do in life. Like in the next couple months, I want to be able to get my own house or whatever. So, well, that's what I'm straightforward focused on right now, like going to work, focusing on school, whatever I need to do. Tunnel vision. Nothing's gonna get in the way of what I want to do. And then for the second question of leaving a legacy for my daughter is because I grew up with a single parent. So my mom was a single parent the whole time, and I didn't have my dad at all in my life. So I think that's another thing that I really want. I want to be able to be there for my daughter, make sure I'm spending as much time because it ain't the money, not what's gonna really secure everything. It's the time what's gonna secure it. So if you have the time and the love and everything, that's what I want to do. I just want to be the best father I can be, man, and be able to leave something where if I'm not here, she'll be able to do it and continue to help and pay it forward for anybody else.
Hey, do you be having her to help you make shirts?
That's crazy though that you asked that because she actually comes in here and asks me or like if I gotta like rip like the paper off or the excess vinyl off, she'll come do it for me.
Hey, man. Hey.
She a smart 3-year-old man. Like how we talk, that's how we talk, me and my daughter talk.
Hey, that's
But
what's
I
up, man. And that relationship is super important. Because you know, you can have all the money in the world. And we oftentimes see this right now with people who don't financial, I guess financial accessibility is not an issue. And however, you can see within their families, there's a lot of like dysfunction. There's a lot of gaps. And you know, every family has their story and their background. But you know, relationships, you know. As I am an individual, I strongly believe relationships are key. And though once you have those relationships formed, there are other factors that need to be in place so that you can ensure that they're getting what they need to get in order to be nurtured. And so, you know, I 100% respect that, man. Go ahead, Gandy.
And I was just gonna say on the flip side to it, just the intangibles and the things that you're teaching her as well. You know, my dad, funny enough, I was having this a conversation with my dad, and he was talking about like those early years, setting those values. Like I remember growing up, there would be things that my dad was doing. And he was like, man, why don't you know, get your hands on this? Or like, you know, let's talk through like why certain things work. So that's extremely important. And you know, as you start talking about legacy and passing things on, that's really big as you start, you know, looking forward down the road.
Yep. I think everybody want to leave a legacy, you know, based off what they're doing, and everybody want to find their purpose in life. You got to stick to what you know, and you got to find something that you really love. If you really love it and you keep going, my dad, I remember when I was, my dad actually has his own trucking company. He wanted to do it, but I don't really like driving 18 personally, you know, but I want to learn the business side of it. But he always, when I first started, I went to truck driving school and I didn't complete it or anything. He was like, son, if you're doing it for the money, don't do it. Do it for the love of it. And he loved it. So he out there all the time or whatever he need to do, but I don't love it. I was just doing it for the love of it. So I need that.
Right. Yeah, Jamar, talk to us a little bit more about your brand, man. You know, you speak on like doing it for love. You speak on not necessarily doing it for the money and to leave that legacy. But can you talk to us how you have promoted change within your community, whether you're in Charlotte or also here in Duplin? Do you mind speaking to us about that?
That's another one of my goals. I haven't like really like tapped into it yet, but I feel like I do reach people with my clothes just based off the name of it. Because I feel like once you put on my shirt, hoodie, jogging pants or whatever, you're just gonna be simply motivated. It's just going, you've been laying around the house all day, you put a shirt on, you're gonna be ready to go get it.
Yes sir. So, yes sir. Hey, no, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead, man.
Nah, my fault. As far as community thing, I want to do like a little community drive where, you know, if it's giving out shirts or giving away book bags, pencils, or really anything, man, that's just something I need to like really get out my shell and do. So that's like one of my next goals I want to do.
Okay. And how soon are you going to do that, man? I know you said that's one of your next goals.
Beginning of the year, as quick as I can, man.
Oh, beginning of the year?
I'm trying to get something together right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Hey, you know you can partner with Brave now, Quan and Sean and all.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. Sean, that's crazy because that's like my big brother. Like him, right. his grandmother and my granddaddy been dating since I was in the 11th grade and Sean was in the 12th. So okay. We've been locked in for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, man, I encourage you to, you know, as we begin to embark on the beginning of the year, you know, try to, I'm not for sure if you already do this now or not, but, you know, get into a place where you're able to spend some time alone and, you know, kind of reflect over your business and see the different obstacles that you had to go through in order to get to where you are now. And then also just look at the successes, man. You know, oftentimes we don't speak on the successes, and sometimes the success was we didn't have to spend 2 hours on weeding something to go on a shirt. And right. So don't dismiss those success stories, because for somebody that could be something small, but for you that could be a huge accomplishment. So don't allow anybody to you know, set what that looks like for you. But I encourage you to create some time for yourself to see what you can do. If you truly want to give back to your community, or if you want to do something for your community, what could that look like? Who could you partner with? Right. You know, that is something that we had to do whenever we did a community event this year and last year. You know, we had to be a little intentional about it. Well, a whole lot of intentional about it, because it's a good thought. But when it comes to the logistics wise, man, it's a lot of work that got to go into it. And I'm just like, yo, like, do I really have the capacity for this? I'm like, sure I do, because, you know, you got to finish what you started. But yeah, I just encourage you to do that, man, and continue to get your name and brand out there, because your message is powerful. But also you have a story that needs to be heard. And as you continue to gain this experience, your story and your craft will be perfected.
Appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, man, like, speaking of goals, I know, you know, this was one of the things, community involvement was something that you've got going into the new year. But I'm actually curious, as you start thinking about some ideas for next year with your business, you know, what challenges are you currently facing kind of going into the new year? But then also when you start thinking about next year, how do you... what are some of the things, you don't have to share everything that you got going on with your business, but like, you know, letting the folks know, like, what do they have to look forward to as you go into the new year?
Well, first the community thing, and second, I'll probably say going into the new year, I probably want to get like more funding with my business, and then that's the number one part right there, funding. Me working a 9-to-5 job every day. You know, a lot of people really don't understand. I don't think they really get it until they actually put their hands in it. Because anybody that has come over my house and like seen the process I have done with the shirts or had to get their shirts done, I'm like, man, what are you doing? It's taking too long. I feel like nothing, man. Listen,
Facts.
I can tell you your shirt gonna take 15 minutes. It's just based on how your design is.
Design is,
My
yeah.
son, my design is simple. This is simple. So this cut gonna be like this. You bringing me big logos and stuff like that. Not saying I ain't gonna do it because I have done it before, but it's just a little bit more time and effort you gotta put into it. But going to the new year, I'm just gonna be dropping more stuff for the winter time, trying to stay consistent on the website. That's something new that I'm learning now too, because it took me a minute to get it up. I was procrastinating because
Yes.
I was procrastinating. People
Yes, you
was
was.
really on my back about this website.
You
But
was,
I sat down with AJ, you know, he helped me get it right. He showed me different stuff and things like that. So that's just at least one big thing. The community funding and staying consistent and keep going with new fresh designs and being creative with everything I do.
That's real. You know, as you kind of talk through that, I mean, Mike, when we kind of look back at our experience kind of putting this together, how many times do we go back on the website? How many times do we go back and change the logo? Like, it's a process, man. And it's one of those things where, you know, as you had kind of mentioned, like, you know, you've got tunnel vision, so you know what the end goal has to be. And don't get me wrong, like, we all kind of, you know, get a little lazy, or we have those moments where, you know, we don't want to get it done. But that also doesn't mean that, you know, you're not thinking creatively, or you're not thinking about the next thing. So, you know, it's all part of the journey. But you know what the end goal is. It just takes time.
You make your own end goal with everything you do. You just, like I said, like my big word on everything I do is consistent and consistency. If you're
Yes.
consistent with everything you do, everything will play out like it's supposed to for your favor. If you don't, procrastination and everything else you're doing, you just can't sit around and expect stuff like it just pop up and just really happen, and you think you're doing something and you're really not. You actually got to get out there and you go get it. You got to get your hands dirty, man.
Hey, you just attacked somebody. I don't know who that
No,
was for. But somebody like, oh, snap, he
I'm not. I'm
talking
not. No. I'm not attacking. I'm just
about
saying in general because
me.
it's people out there in the world that probably really do feel like that though. Like for real, like a lot of people, like it's just a mindset thing. You gotta have that mindset. If you don't have that mindset, then you really not gonna be like locked in on anything that you really wanted to do. You're gonna be procrastinating, like you said, just sitting around just being lazy. You gotta want more out of life. That's why I like to hang out with people that have more than me and doing better than me, because that makes me motivated. That don't mean I have to go off their pace. I can still go at my pace, but I can get there by just looking at them and how they do stuff.
That's real, man. That's
That's
real.
real.
You know, do you mind sharing some of your greatest achievements since you have founded Simply Motivated?
Man, the store, the website, the love and shares that I get on Facebook, Instagram. I be on TikTok too, so that's something. I'm old. I'm about to be 30, so I'm trying to learn how to use
Hey,
that
this
too.
man can
So,
dance too, man.
man, I ain't dancing like about 10 years. I'm good on that. My bones are old, so I'm good. But and then with me, I think another one was when I was in college and I got my associate's in art when I graduated from college, and I had just, matter of fact, I had just started Simply Motivated then. Just started when I had graduated with my associate. So that was a big achievement. I felt like that made me want to keep going with everything I want to do. Because sometimes, I mean, I do want to give up, but like you said, everything you start, you got to finish. So I just stay in tune and keep going. That's all I can do.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. And congratulations on the big wins. You know, from those wins, I'm sure there are some life lessons you can share with our audience, and also to me and Gandhi as well.
Oh, life lessons.
Yeah.
Man, stay on top of things, man. Really, I mean, it's a lot that you can say, but for me, it's just being consistent. Like, you just got to be consistent with everything, man. Like, that's a part of life now. Like, you ain't consistent with it. You ain't, not saying you can still make it, but you're not gonna reach your full potential if you're not really consistent with everything you do. Like the love and the passion, like that y'all have in this show, I got the same thing on my shirts. I want to keep going. So as long as you stick with that, everything gonna be good. My grandma always tell me, "Do your part, girl. I'll do the rest." And it's really true.
Hey man, hey, as long as you know you got a part to do,
you're right.
It's like, you know, oftentimes, you know, I was in a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was just like, you know, like God just he gonna figure it out for him. I'm just like, yeah, but what you gonna do? Because you know, God, right. he blesses us to be able to do and have the discernment to be able to make the right decision or the wrong decision, right. Depending on what you're trying to do. He blesses us with some aspects of being able to handle that those things, but sometimes we do it asphalt backwards, as Mr. Nick right. would say, and we kind of lose touch on what we were really supposed to do. But we like to say it was God, but sometimes it was a self decision, and God wasn't never consulted. But I appreciate you for sharing that, man. I really do.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man.
For sure.
So.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead, man.
No, I was just gonna say, man. You know, not only being consistent is it gonna help you kind of grow your business, but for us, we're interested. You know, you may have your goals coming up for this upcoming year, but where do you see this business going in the next 5 years?
Matter of fact, that's crazy because I actually sat down and wrote in my notebook last night what was my goals for the next 5 years. To be a household name, like Polo and stuff like that. I don't want to be like them. I want to be on that type of level they are, but I want my own situation. You know what I'm saying? And then having my own store. Mm-hmm. Those are my like two top ones right now. I ain't come up with the other three, but those are my two top ones right now. Being a household name and having my own store.
Hey, for the people who may not know what household name is, do you mind explaining to what that means for you?
Just like a big name, like big brands like Nike, Polo, Adidas, stuff like that.
Okay. Hey man, you can do it, man. And when you get that household name, just don't forget about the little people at the bottom, all right?
Nah, I got y'all. Y'all gonna be the first people I come to.
Hey, as long as you know, we got this recorded, man, at 6:34 on November the 27th, man. Hey, I'm like, hey, oh, man, you said this. Where's my cut? And I'm going to use this in the court of law.
What did they say? Write it down. Take a picture.
I'm going to use this in the court of law. I'm like, hey, nah, I want my cut. I want my cut.
I got you,
man. Hey, let's go ahead and agree on a percentage too. You, what you saying? Like what? 50%?
Oh no!
Yeah, man.
You gonna get a good percentage though.
Oh, good percentage.
You know, I gotta break my people off, man, and pay it forward. And
gotcha.
Y'all gave me the platform to use, so why not give y'all the platform to use too?
Hey, as long as it's 50%, we good, bro. I appreciate that.
Come on.
Hey, man. Hey. You've been talking about guys. I'm for sure. You know, when you bless other people, it comes back to you in double amounts, right?
Always. All
right, so cool. So if you give me 50, that means you're going to get 100 back. So go ahead and do that, brother.
I might get 200 back.
Shoot. Hey, that's between you and God, man. Ain't got nothing to do with that. But as long as I get my 50, we good.
Right. That's all you need.
All right, man. So, you know, as, you know, it was, we don't want to take up too much of your time, and we definitely enjoyed learning more about your story. But, you know, as we begin to wrap up this episode and all that you have discussed on our show today, what are some of the final words that you would like to say? And not necessarily the final words, it's not like you're dying or something, but what is the final message that you would like to communicate to our audience?
The final message, keep pushing and just believe in what you believe in. If you believe it's going to be something, it's going to be something. You just got to, like I said, word I've been using all day, consistent, man. I'm telling you that the reason why I use it so much, because it really helped me out with a lot of things that I do now. I used to be all over the place, but as I got older and I had my daughter, it just made me lock in a little bit more and focus on what's really important.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. So go ahead and drop that social media, and I know you also say you had a website. Go ahead and drop that so people
Oh
can know
yeah,
how
y'all.
to stay in contact with you and be able to shop
Y'all
from
can
your
follow
website.
me on Facebook, Instagram at Simply Motivated Apparel. My website is smapparel.online. So y'all check that out. I got some stuff coming out there soon, so it's gonna be good.
And there you have it. We were joined by Jamar Pearsall. He's the owner and founder of Simply Motivated. Again, Jamar, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Some of
Good
the
job,
key
man.
messages that he shared was talking about being consistent and being showing consistency in all that you're trying to do. And one I like to add is just being intentional. We as we are beginning to approach the new year, we're going to get in the habit of want to set new goals, set new habits, and set new things. And that's good and that's great. However, if we're not consistent with it, we already know what's going to happen mid-year. And so, as we said at the beginning of the year, small steps equals growth. So whether your goal is to do save $100. So sometimes you may have to start with saving $1 a month, depending on how you get paid. And understand that each effort that you are applying to this particular process is reaching you to your over to your end goal. But as we always say, it's a wow. So we're gonna cut that out. But as we always say, it's the power of a growth mark.
Yo, Mike is silly, yo.
Yo, he need to get it together.
I mean, you know how they say,
Yo.
you know how they say when you go to the new year, right? New year, new me.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't got to change yourself. You just got to change the way you do things and focus on that.
Yeah, man. All right. So, as we always say on our episode, small steps equals growth, but most importantly, it's the power of a growth mindset. It all starts with you.
Yes, sir.